Well, we may possibly finally be putting the expenses row behind us that has been dominating British politics for well over a month now. The Daily Telegraph got that leaked CD of all those information of MPs' expenses, and all us other journalists have been busily having to follow it up every night. And it's interesting that last week, after Labour's really catastrophically bad performance in the local elections, we started to see potentially the beginnings of a new phase in politics, a pre-general election phase that could focus on the more traditional area of spending. And the reason why this blew up was that Andrew Lansley, who's the Shadow Health Secretary, appeared on the Today programme and said that the Conservatives, if they won the election, would have to cut public spending in all areas apart from health and international development by 10%. Labour pounced on this and said, ha ha ha, that's the Tories, we know what they do, they like to cut spending. To which the Tories said, no, we're talking about your figures. You are going to be having to cut spending after the next general election because it's going to be very tight. So we're now into one of those traditional rows. Gordon Brown would like the debate to be vote Labour and you'll get investment, vote Conservative and you'll get cuts. And David Cameron is saying vote Conservative. Can't quite say what you're going to get, but you're going to get honesty. What's interesting about this is that Gordon Brown, when he raised this in the House of Commons last week, read out the spending envelope for how much money the government would be spending if they were elected in the post 2011 period. And indeed, it was like going up a stepladder. The amount of money does rise each year. But those are rises in cash terms, not real terms. And so the Tories are saying, be honest, we know you're going to have to cut.
The 10% that you mentioned, that is likely to be a campaign slogan, isn't it? 10% Cameron.
Well, Labour are now dubbing David Cameron Mr. 10%. Vote for David Cameron, your public services will be cut by 10%. Labour think that they've got the Tories on, from the Labour Party's perspective, some pretty strong territory, that the Tories are only saying they will make a guarantee in health, which is for real term increases. They will only make a guarantee in international development, which is to meet the UN target to spend 0.7%. of GNI, gross national income, on aid by 2013. And everywhere else, schools, defence, Home Office, well, no guarantee there. So Labour think they've got the Tories in a strong position. The Tories say, we haven't spelt out our plans other than in health and in international development. We're just talking about your figures. So we're not the party that we were of 2001 in 2005, when they had some pretty specific tax commitments that were a gift to Gordon Brown, who just said vote Conservative and your hospital and your school won't be safe.
And Ed Ball's writing in The Guardian today. He's pretty upbeat, isn't he? Although he is warning his colleagues to stop the infighting and turn on the Tories.
Well, it's interesting that Ed Ball's, and this is his first major intervention in his Guardian article today since the disastrous election results for Labour last week. Interesting intervention by Ed Ball's, very strongly coming in behind Gordon Brown, saying that yes, David Cameron does want to cut spending. Yes, public services wouldn't be safe under the Conservatives. But also an important message for the Labour Party. He opens his article by saying that it's a Labour Party divided and turning in on itself that will let the Tories off the hook. So that's a pretty important message there to obviously backbenchers in the Labour Party who were keen to bring Gordon Brown down, and indeed some members of the Cabinet who toyed with, thought of the idea of resigning, and then decided not to. And I wonder whether he possibly has David Miliband in mind, who gave an interview to us, The Guardian, on Saturday, in which he gave a pretty clear indication that he thought very seriously about resigning at the same time that James Purnell resigned, but decided in the end, no, he wouldn't resign because he would take the fight to the Tories from the Cabinet.